This week in the Parish of Bourses and Market Structure, DACA Derivatives at GoGo, NYSE KRX creates a new Asian wave, and the Moldova Exchange is authorized. My name is Patrick L. Young. Welcome to the Bourse Business Weekly Digest. It's the Exchange Best Weekly Podcast, episode 362. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very brief reduction of highlights amongst the key headlines from the week in market structure. All the analysis of the many events and happenings from the past 7 days can be found in Exchange Invest's daily subscribing newsletter, The Unique Guide to the Bourse Business, sent to your inbox. More details at exchangeinvest.com. Meanwhile, in big world news that the House has cut voting days as the crypto bill faces Senate test is likely a further note of death knell towards the Clarity Act. At best, the bill is hanging on a knife edge, centered around a vote on September the 15th. If you enjoy this episode, you may be interested to know you can read BitCarnage every day on Exchange Invest. Alternatively, if you want to follow BitCarnage, the daily update on happenings in the world of crypto and digital assets, you can find BitCarnage as a standalone on Substack. In the mainstream world of exchanges this week, exciting times. The DACA Stock Exchange has lined up regulatory approval for derivatives. NYSE Texas's HQ has opened in, where else? Texas. And alongside that news from the Intercontinental Exchange's NYSE franchise, NYSE has signed an MOU with the KRX. The United States is leading the world when it comes to the future of finance, noted Lynn Martin, the NYSE president, when she was addressing Congress just the other week in a testimony on the Hill. But at the same time, it's very exciting to see the KRX MOU being created. We had the full story in Exchange Invest on, of all days, Labor Day this week. The MOU is going to look at a series of hot button topics, and anything which makes Korea more tradable has got to be a boon. While the extended hours element is a fascinating moment, as Korean regulators have been somewhat spiky about US MTFs trading in their time zones. More on this topic, as I say, was covered in Exchange Invest during the course of this week. Moldova, meanwhile, there is a new bourse in Chisinau, the exchange in which BVV, the Bucharest Stock Exchange, holds a 26.7%, has now received regulatory approval. Meanwhile, in the court system, the CFTC has asked a judge to dismiss a CME lawsuit over crypto perpetual futures, calling it much ado about nothing. That nothing, incidentally, involved a week where pretty much every crypto exchange on the planet seems to have come up with some new form of perpetual futures that it is seeking to get regulated by the CFTC.
Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly. We welcome your feedback. You can contact me directly, patrick@derivativesvision.com, with any comments. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, we would welcome you giving us a thumbs up. Or if you have time, a positive review will always be welcome, wherever you find this podcast.
B3 in Brazil, they've concluded the acquisition of their shareholding controls, CRDC. CRDC provides systems for the formalization and issuance of instruments for the anticipation of receivables and credit collateral. Meanwhile, the Oslo Bourse CEO has been pushing the concept of a seamless Nordic equity market that we mentioned last week, but then again, hands up to those who saw Stefan Buchner's lips move as his subsidiary Oslo CEO said this. Elsewhere, NSE, it's a go-go. The IPO is happening. Fabulous news altogether. It's finally a series of pushbacks were quashed for the whole business. Bursa in Malaysia have issued a public consultation paper on the dematerialization of deposited securities to enhance market efficiency. Interesting thoughts from Kuala Lumpur seeking to advance the market there. In results, the Warsaw Stock Exchange starts the week. Our revenue for Q2 was only up 7.9%. Overall, it makes a H1 net profit up 18.5%. Good news once again, as Poland is in the grip of a mega boom. Sole concern is whether it's a boom or a bubble. Over in Zimbabwe, even more spectacular numbers of Zimbabwe Stock Exchange saw profits after tax rising by a giddy 275.8%. Admittedly, it only amounted to $1.7 million in real money. Deal news this week, in addition to what we were saying earlier about E3, Euroclear have acquired a 90% stake in Inversus, having previously had 49% of the company. If you fancy some financial insights with moving pictures, check out our live streams. Tuesday's 5 o'clock London, midday New York time. It's the IPO Video Live Show. Catch the back episodes on LinkedIn and YouTube via IPO-Vid. This week, our finance book of the week is Inside 9/11, What Really Happened by Der Spiegel's team of journalists. Of course, that's in conjunction with a special edition this weekend, as lest we forget. 3,000 colleagues from around the markets who were all tragically murdered by terrorists on September the 11th, 2001, alongside a series of support personnel, firemen, police, and others who were all simply trying to do their jobs. Don't forget, if you want all the news in the bourse business sent daily to your inbox, subscribe to Exchange Invest via exchangeinvest.com. It's only $499 per annum to join the Exchange of Information, and you can indeed have a free subscription to our weekend edition, which now runs Saturday and Sunday, also by signing up via exchangeinvest.com. In products, Tel Aviv Stock Exchange have launched the TAF indices for comparing the performance of actively managed mutual funds, and Nodal Exchange and Compute Desk are now jumping into the Compute Futures pool, which seems to have just about everybody on the planet offering Compute Futures at the moment. Certainly CME, ICE amongst those already with issues coming forward in that sector. Perpetuals, as I mentioned earlier, everybody trying to add those. MOEX has added a whole new twist on top of the likes of Kalshi and Coinbase, seeking regulation this week from the CFTC that MOEX is going to be adding perpetual futures linked to US stocks, a whole new reason for avoiding fungibility sanctions. Technology news, NASDAQ has completed their acquisition of Dassetti, deepening NASDAQ eVestments, AI and private markets capabilities, while Parameta Solutions and ICE have announced an expanded agreement. NYSE discussing how they're using Anthropic's Mythos to find cybersecurity flaws, which is, of course, in the wake of their joining Project Glasswing of Anthropic just a few months ago. Finally, in a busy week for technology and market structure, NASDAQ Verafin and Alloy have partnered to help financial institutions mitigate fraud risk across the different platforms that the world is currently trading on. In regulation, ESMA have signed a memorandum of understanding with the Securities and Exchange Board of India. The big blob meets the big blob, I suppose. Career paths. Apparently, the White House has vetted candidates for key CFTC vacancies. Not before time. The mono-commissioner fiasco would be bad enough, but when the commission is the hanky out of his debt Michael Selig, things are going from bad to worse at CFTC, which is a tragedy after the shambles which was the Benham Commission. And that leaves us in big world, ladies and gentlemen, more than doubling in a decade from $19.4 trillion, a $432.3 billion deficit in July has left the US national debt at a giddy $40.05 trillion. And on that mysterious and magnificent note, thank you for listening to this Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast number 362. Join us daily via exchangeinvest.com, or if you're in the exchange, like Bill, get in touch. My name is Patrick L. Young, and I wish you a great week in life and markets.
This show relates to the business of bourses. It is not to be construed as investment advice, nor are we making any investment recommendations. Please consult an investment advisor before you make any investments, and for goodness sake, do your due diligence and do not make investments without complying with the regulations in your home state. Exchange Invest cannot be held responsible for any investment decisions made as a result of our program, which is for entertainment purposes only. The material herein is copyright Patrick L. Young at the date of publication, while our music and sound effects are sourced from copyright-free sources. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly, the exchange of information.